so too cute.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, my first day with my new mouth. So I pray that you are having a great day, that the coffee's kicked in, your facial muscles are working, your ear muscles are working, and that you're going to have a glorious, glorious day. So thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Wyrick Air. If you do not have a reliable air conditioning service provider, you need one. And so I recommend the folks at Wyrick Air to you, Weirich Air, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, and I was talking to them some time ago, and their company actually started in the Orlando area, moved over to Brevard County, Brevard County has benefited from their expertise for several decades now. They are very professional in all that they do. If it's sales, service, repairs concerning your air conditioner, your heater, maybe it's an electrical issue that you've got, they can take care of that as well. They work in residential settings, light commercial settings. And if you've got an emergency, when necessary, you can call them and they can come out and take a look at that as well. By the way, I would tell you, if you got an emergency situation, make sure you have a relationship with people before you have an emergency. It's just a word of wisdom from my part. So Wyrick Air strives to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So before you find yourself in need of their services, and summer is on the way, if you're, to borrow an Oklahoma expression, if your air conditioner is getting a little long in the tooth, you know, it's showing some age, you might want to give them a call. I think that's a horse reference, but I'm not sure about that. So if it's showing some signs of duress or age, give them a call, 321-632-9538. Get your air conditioner fine-tuned so it's working at peak efficiency and your electric bill doesn't elevate to Mount Everest-type expense there, especially with rising fuel costs and everything. Electricity is sure to be impacted by that stuff as well. So give them a call, 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard Pastor Bob talking about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So today we're going to go, I just shut my Bible there as I was putting that paper away. Acts chapter 3 is where we are. We are going to resume our study. We're looking at spiritual truth, and we're talking about Peter and John. They were on their way to the temple. There was a man there who was over 40 years old, who had been lame from the time that he emerged from his mother's womb. He got healed, completely strengthened and made perfectly sound in a very public manner. And the ramifications of that, one act of God, that act did not just impact the man, it impacted all those who were there at the temple that day. It impacted Peter, it impacted John, and it's been impacting people's lives for almost 2,000 years now. Just think what can happen in your life and my life if we allow God to touch and transform us, and say, God, I believe that you are capable of doing more in my life than what we have seen thus far, and I want you to know I'm signing up for you to do supernatural things in my life. We're going to resume our reading today down in verse number 17. Verse 17 says, "Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Wow, refreshing. That would make a great name for a radio program there at some time. "And that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before Jesus." Don't ask me where that stuff comes from. "Whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from all your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you, and it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the peoples.'" That's verse number 23. We're going to stop reading there for now. So Peter has just confronted people with their horrific treatment of Jesus, even though he had come, he had healed people, raised people from the dead, cast demons out of people, had done all sorts of wonderful ministry. And it says, yet the people had acted in ignorance in the way that they had rejected him and in the way that they had treated him. And it said, not only that, but it says, as did also your rulers. Basically, what Peter is saying there is, you didn't know what you were doing. And the rulers didn't know what they were doing. And Peter could say that with a great deal of authority, because there were a lot of things that Peter did that he didn't have any idea what he was doing. When he took Jesus aside and rebuked him, he did not know what he was doing. When he denied him, he didn't know what he was doing per se. You and I, we need to realize that God is more than willing to forgive us when we do not know what we are doing. If you remember, Jesus on the cross prayed and said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And so if you were to turn over into the book of Acts a little bit, into chapter 7, Stephen is being stoned, and as he is dying from the persecution he's experiencing, it said, "And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." And so I want you to understand that if we blow it from time to time because we are unaware of something, that's got possibilities for us to be forgiven. I'm so thankful that God doesn't write us off. If you go back into the Old Testament, you will see that there was one way of dealing with unintentional sin, and there was a different manner that was dealt with intentional sin. There is also a different category of sin, and that is, to those who know to do right and do not do it, to them it is sin. And so Peter says, look, we know that this was done without being completely and totally aware of everything that was taking place. But I want you to know that Jesus turned that defeat into a glorious, glorious victory. And I will show you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Not only did the people not know what they were doing, the authorities didn't know what they were doing. Missed it. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe. But the rulers and authorities, the principalities, they didn't know what they were doing, because if they did, I'm not finding my reference at all, that they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Jesus turned what they thought was their greatest victory into their greatest defeat. And so these people are set up for a spiritual breakthrough that is going to impact their lives in a positive manner, simply because there was one guy who got healed. Peter goes on and he says, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. And not one single prophecy that God has ever had a prophet utter is going to go unfulfilled. Every word is going to come to pass. When we see things that are taking place on the global stage, we've got to understand that the prophetic word of God is going to come to pass. Now, there were people who had selective viewfinders, if you will. They were looking for someone who was going to come and depose Rome, and they were going to set up the kingdom of Israel once again as an independent nation, as a self-ruled nation. They had missed Isaiah 53. They had missed the suffering servant. They had missed all that had been prophetically told. They had missed the virgin birth. If it hadn't been from some travelers, some tourists that were coming through the area and said, hey, we saw his sign, where is he? They would have been oblivious to what was going on. I think that we need to realize that God is not just concerned about the saints of old's life. He's not just concerned about future events, but he wants to move supernaturally in our lives if we will be on the lookout for him. Verse number 19 says that suffering was fulfilled for this purpose. Repent, therefore, and be converted. Can you believe that when they wrote the Bible, they used the R word in the Bible? At least the R word as it's considered in modern times here, they actually use the word repent. I know that there are a lot of people who don't like to ever admit that they were wrong. I've got this mindset. It says, I might be wrong. I've been wrong before, and I will probably be wrong again. Every person that I know has missed the mark at some point in their life. Sometimes it's unintentional. Sometimes they're holding out because they're dead in their trespasses and sin, and they don't know any better. Sometimes they're deceived. There are a lot of different issues that are going on, but whatever the reason for the spiritual condition that they were in, there is one essential ingredient that is necessary to change the future destiny of that person, and it is repentance. Repentance is not a dirty word. Repentance is a glorious word. It means that we need God to change our heart, to change our mind, to change our lifestyle, and to change our direction. And that isn't bad. So you will hear some ungodly statements in society, such as this: people never change. Well, with Jesus, they can. A leopard can't change his spots. Well, Jesus can make you a brand new creation. Every person that I know has the possibility of change, and a lot of the people that I know have made substantive change because they repented of their sins and asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins and to be the Lord of their life. It doesn't mean you just say, I'm sorry I got caught. That's not it. The repentance is an intention to no longer continue down the path of destruction that you were on, but you want to change to the road that is the narrow path that leads to eternal life. And so if you've never repented of your sins, I encourage you today, don't wait any longer. And keep listening for the next few days. We're going to eventually get to another wonderful reality, that repentance is not a bad thing. It actually sets you up for blessing. It sets me up for blessing. And I will tell you that some of my dearest friends are people who today are nothing like the people that they were when they were much younger. They have grown in their faith, in their relationship with God. They have a heart for God and all that he does. Repent, therefore, and be converted. Okay? That your sins may be blotted out. Jesus doesn't want to leave us exactly like he found us. So there is an expression, it didn't originate with me. Jesus loves you as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you that way. And so every person here is constantly being molded and shaped and converted and formed into the person that God wants us to be. Now, here's the thing, that your sins may be blotted out. That not just covered over, but blotted out. So I've told you that several years ago, it's probably been about 20 years ago, there was a road project that was taking place in our neighborhood there at the church. So they came and they did the underground utilities. They made a divided road out in front of Grove Street. They repaved it, all of that. It looked radically different than it did before. Street side parking, it looked so much better than it did. They then turned around and did the road that is to the west of us, which is Parnell. And that didn't take them nearly as long because they weren't doing property expansion and things like that. They didn't divide the road. It's just a two-lane road. They got it all, you know, beautiful sidewalks and paved it. It was absolutely beautiful. They, you know, opened the road, and just a short period of time after they opened the road, somebody was traveling down the street with purple paint and brown paint on this brand new paved road, and they spilled, I don't know how what the quantity is, but it was a large quantity of paint. And so we called the Merritt Island folks, and we told them what had happened. And they sent a crew out, and they brought some asphalt sealer, black asphalt sealer, and they painted over the purple and the brown paint with asphalt sealer. And so you've got this big black square or rectangle right there, and everything looked black again until the sealer started wearing off. To me, I've never seen a better example of what trying to deal with sin in an Old Testament manner, where once a year there was the blood of a lamb that was shed and it would cover it over, but it didn't really change the substance. It was still there. You just couldn't see it. And so when that black sealer wore off, even to this day, at that same spot, there are purple stains and there are brown stains. And that will stay there until somebody comes out there or they repave the road again or whatever, and they remove the stain. They don't just try to cover it up. Jesus wants to remove the sin from our life, from our soul, so that we can be presented blameless and spotless without a wrinkle to the Heavenly Father. And so today, if you've just been trying to conceal, if you've just been trying to hide or cover up your sin rather than dealing with your sin, I want to encourage you today, repent, be converted, and be blotted out, because it sets you up for what this program is all about. And that is that God would send seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Okay? That I don't know about you, but the presence of God is something that is got benefit to me. It changes me. When we come into the presence of God, we worship Him, we exalt Him, we lift Him up. But the presence of God also has an impact upon the worshiper. So all of a sudden, my problems don't seem bigger than the problem solver. The problem solver seems infinitely well-equipped to handle all of my problems. I don't feel alone. I feel as if Jesus has said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you, and he's never left me and he's never forsaken me. I feel as if that the God who said, I am Jehovah Jireh, I am the God who provides, I provide myself and I provide all of the resources that you're going to need. I feel like that there's a lot of refreshing. There are times that I have come into church and I'm saying this as the pastor, where I came in and I was tired, I was weary, my voice was strained, and I would come into the presence of the Lord and we'd start worshiping and I would get stronger as the service would go along and feel better. And it's like, man, I really hope this service doesn't end because I'm really enjoying the seasons of refreshing. The world describes itself as a rat race, where everybody is out to go faster, to go farther, to acquire more than everybody else. I want to encourage you that the kingdom of God has a different goal altogether, and that is that we repent, we're converted, our sins are dealt with, so that we are positioned to where we can rest in the Lord, where we move from weariness to refreshed. And I pray that you will not deprive yourself of that. Repentance is absolutely essential, but it is not the end act. It's the launching pad. It sets you up so that God can bless you with his presence in a whole new way. He goes on and he says here in verse number 20, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets since the world began. Read the end of the book. Read Revelation. And you will find that God has no intention of this world continuing to remain under the dominion of sin. He is going to establish a millennial kingdom. That's a big fancy word. It's not Star Wars related. millennium just means 1,000 years. That there's going to be 1,000-year reign where God is going to rule and reign on this earth exactly the way that he always wanted to. The devil will have been bound and cast into the bottomless pit, where he will stay for 1,000 years. And he's going to restore it back to what it was. God is not only a great creator, he is a great restorer. You don't want me trying to restore your automobile. I can tell you that from my experience in trying to restore my automobile. But God is tremendous at restoring broken lives. He's great at restoring broken bodies. He's great at restoring broken minds. He is great at restoring broken relationships. All of those things I can testify to, because I've seen him do it. So verse number 22 has a spiritual truth, and this is where we're going to end today. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me. From your brethren, him you shall hear in all things, and whatever he says to you, and it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. So Moses prophesied, look, I'm getting ready to move off the stage. I'm getting ready to be taken out of the way, but God's going to send you a prophet like me. God's not done speaking into people's lives. He sent Jesus to continue to speak into people's lives. Somebody called and asked about prophetic words. I've given you my cautious approach to the gift of the prophet. Believe in the gift of the prophet. Think that there you need to be very, very careful when you go around claiming to be a prophet. I read the Old Testament, and prophets had to do some pretty serious things. But when you're speaking to people about their relationship with God, the same way that Moses did, he said, God's going to send you somebody like me. And when it's a messianic prophecy there, and it says, when that prophet comes, listen to him. Listen to whatever he says to you. Okay? I find it very interesting about how uncomfortable our society is when it comes to silence. So when you get into your car, the radio's on, or you've got something going through your earbuds, or the phone is on. People are very, very uncomfortable with silence because it provides them with a distraction. I wonder if sometimes, maybe if we silenced some of the other noise in our life, would we be able to hear what God wants to say to his people a lot clearer? After all, he did say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You and I, we have a choice. We can either listen or we cannot listen. I want to recommend that we listen, because that is going to have tremendous benefit for us. I don't know about you. Suffering harm and destruction has never seemed appealing to me. I've got some bodily damage done on my physical body, and I've got some painful experiences in my past where, unbeknownst to me, I had done some things that were not in line with biblical wisdom. And when I heard the biblical wisdom, all of a sudden a news flash went on and said, oh, so that's why that didn't work. That's why that fell apart. I want to encourage you today, repent, be converted. Your sins will be blotted out. God will send seasons of refreshing from his presence. And when he does, you're going to have a whole new mindset. You're not going to want to reject what God is saying. You're going to sit there like many of the people did when Jesus was ministering, and they hung on his every word. They were sitting on the edge of their seat. No one ever teaches the way Jesus taught. He is the master communicator. And it's in our best interest, my best interest, your best interest, if we listen to him and do what he says. God bless you. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the last of chapter 3 and then move into chapter 4. We'll see you then right here.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Streets shine with the glory of the Lamb. There's a way we can go there, we can live there, be in time. Because of you, because of you, because of your love, because of your love. No more pain, no more sadness, no more
suffering.